KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies, and it's currently 63 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 1.12 inches of rainfall here over the past 24 hours, including a brief shower this last hour. Messina reported 36 one-hundredths of an inch for their 24-hour rainfall total. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 76, and the radar shows the heavier storms moderate in intensity between Carson and Griswold, and then further to the south off of Highway 92 there, and some widely scattered showers elsewhere across southwest Iowa, moving to the east-northeast. In the news, sheriff's officials in Audubon County report a woman faces two felony charges of child endangerment following an investigation into an incident that allegedly took place last Sunday. 50-year-old Samantha K. Bailey of Gray was arrested Friday. During the alleged incident in Gray last Sunday, children in her care ended up being flown to a hospital. Additional information about the incident was not released. Bailey was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $10,000 bond, pending an appearance before the county magistrate. The incident remained under investigation with additional charges possible. A man from Nebraska faces possible charges following a single vehicle accident this morning in Council Bluffs. Authorities say at around 3:18 a.m., Council Bluffs Police and Fire Department personnel responded to the area of Interstate 29 and I-29 and 80 for a single vehicle crash during which the vehicle had left the road. The vehicle, a black 2006 Chevy Impala, had been driven by a 26-year-old man from La Vista, Nebraska, southbound on I-29 and was merging onto westbound I-80. When the car went out of control and went off the north side of the road. The driver, whose name was being withheld pending notification of family, was transported by a rescue squad to the hospital with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Operator control of the vehicle and alcohol are primarily contributing factors in the crash, at least at this point in time, according to authorities. The ramp from I-29 south to I-80 west had to be shut down for about an hour. A traffic stop that began in Fremont County late Friday night resulted in a high-speed pursuit and the arrest by authorities in Missouri of a man from Kansas. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the Fremont County K-9 unit tried to stop a 2010 Toyota Corolla at around 10:30 last night when the driver, 37-year-old Dilip Kumar Agniotri of Overland Park, Kansas, began an effort to elude the deputy. The Corolla reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour as deputies pursued it into Missouri, where they were able to bring the car to a stop at around the 115-mile marker of Interstate 29. Fremont County deputies were assisted in the pursuit by officers of the Rockport, Missouri Police Department, Missouri State Patrol, and Atchison County, Missouri Sheriff's Office. Agniotri was cited for the Iowa traffic violations before being turned over to Atchison County, Missouri authorities. State regulators say the Omaha daycare of a woman suspected of abusing a child there has been ordered closed. Omaha police say 58-year-old Lynn Rowe has been charged with intentional child abuse without injury. Police say she was being sought on an arrest warrant when she turned up Friday in Missouri Valley. She was arrested and transported to Omaha to face the charges. Police say the parents of a 4-year-old girl had reported April 3rd that Rowe had abused their 4-year-old daughter while at Rowe's daycare. Officials say the report was made after a worker at the daycare recorded the abuse on her cell phone. The National Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services announced Friday afternoon that Lynn's Learning Center has been ordered closed. A traffic stop in Pottawatomie County resulted in a man's arrest on an OWI charge early Friday morning. Sheriff's officials say at around 1:40 a.m., a deputy saw a vehicle swerving all over the road. After he stopped the vehicle at 420th and Tamarack Road, the driver, 31-year-old Gary William Clausen of Avoca, displayed numerous clues of impairment and was arrested for OWI, first offense. Also in Western Iowa news, the Glenwood Police Department reports one arrest and three burglary incidents. Police say 21-year-old Lane Snyder of Glenwood was arrested Friday for possession of a controlled substance. Snyder's bond was set at $1,000. And three Glenwood residents Wednesday reported incidents of burglary on their vehicles that same day. No arrests have been made. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports 34-year-old Heather Marie Davis of Lenox was arrested Thursday morning at the Union Adams County line. Davis was wanted on a Union County warrant for fourth-degree theft. She was being held in the Ringgold County Jail for Union County on a $1,000 bond. And there were three incidents of theft reported Thursday at various locations in Union County. A resident of Kent reported that sometime between 8 and 10 a.m. Thursday, someone entered his home and took a sharp 55-inch TV valued at $1,500. A Creston resident reported Wednesday night or Thursday morning that someone had entered his property and took a Red Stag European mount valued at $4,400. Another Creston resident reported Thursday that sometime over the last month, someone took his Mack toolbox and tools valued at $3,000 from a garage in Thayer. There have been no arrests reported. The Iowa Supreme Court says the state had no legal responsibility to safeguard a 95-year-old woman who was raped by a violent sex offender placed in her nursing home in northwest Iowa after being released from state custody. The court ruling Friday upholds a lower court's decision to dismiss the state from a lawsuit filed by the women's children. The state received court approval in 2010 to release William Cubbage from a state-run sex offender program and place him into the Pomeroy Care Center in northwest Iowa. Cubbage was 82 at the time and had dementia. But within months, he sexually assaulted the woman and was sent to prison. The Supreme Court said that because a court approved Cubbage's release, the state had no further responsibility to monitor him. The children are pursuing a lawsuit against the nursing home. And weather permitting this morning, and so far it looks like it might, unless we get another round of storms, an Easter egg hunt will take place in Atlantic. The event takes place at the grounds of the Atlantic Specialty Care at 1300 East 19th Street, beginning at 10:30 a.m. But Kelly Jemerson, administrator of the facility, recommends you arrive early.
A lot of times I've had people show up as early as 9 o'clock and people show up by 10, but I definitely would plan to show up early. You can show up and you can either park on the side streets or park up at the high school. We will have a shuttle bus that will bring people back and forth down here. SWIT is donating that for us, so we've got that available for us. Otherwise, just walk on down. You got to watch. There's a little bit of sidewalk construction down here, so you got to watch out for that. But we'll have people guiding you, and, you know, we hope to see a good turnout.
There are activities for children ages 1 to 10. They'll be divided into four age groups when it comes to hunting for eggs and prizes. About 15,000 eggs are purchased for filling, and Jemerson said there were almost 2,500 worth of donations made available for eggs, candies, and prizes.
It's our tradition to do 8 bicycles and helmets for the kids. And so we do 2 bicycles, a boy and a girl at each age group. And, you know, it's just kind of a tradition that we try to shop local and make everything happen. So the bikes have been purchased by the bicycle store downtown, and they've already been lined up and purchased. I think I spent almost $1,300 on bikes, so they're good bikes. And then we turned around, and I know we spent over $600 or $700 just on the candy to fill those eggs.
Residents of the facility spent nearly 2 months filling the plastic eggs with the candy. Jemerson said they look forward to seeing the excitement in kids' eyes and their smiles. There was no Easter egg hunt last year because of the snow. And again, some pretty heavy thunderstorms now that have been firing up along a line that extends from around the Carson area, just east, southeast of Carson over to Griswold and Lewis. And these storms are moving to the northeast this morning. So hopefully they will bypass Atlantic when it comes time for the Easter egg hunt. Taking a look at our funeral announcements here on KJAN, Elaine Lundberg, age 84, of Panora, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elaine Lundberg will be today at 10:30 at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Paul Pauley, age 87, of College Station, Texas, died Monday. Memorial services for Paul Pauley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Catherine Laidoff, age 82, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Catherine Laidoff will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Arlene Schultz, age 93, of Manila and formerly of Templeton, died April 9th at the Manila Manor. A mass of Christian burial for Arlene Schultz will be Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. William Murphy, Jr., age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for William Murphy, Jr. will be Monday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. John Scarlett, age 69, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for John Scarlett will be held Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Robert Pussell, age 67, who's formerly of Anita, died April 10th in Virginia. Funeral services for Robert Pussell will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Mick Landers, age 51, of Creston, died Thursday in Creston. A celebration of life service for Mick Landers will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Crest Baptist Church in Creston. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Creston has the arrangements. Gary Lee Thompson, Sr., age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Memorial services for Gary Thompson, Sr. will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life potluck for Brian Rutherford will be held at noon April 30th at the Sunnyside Park Camblin Edition in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. And Don Shaben, age 82, of Manning and formerly of Defiance, died this morning at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Don Shaben are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.